Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
You're listening to the Escape Adulthood Show with Kim and Jason. This is show number 39. On today's show, we list our top 10 food-related adultitis hospitals. We'll also discuss doormats, a no-stress school in California, and a tournament we're hosting designed to crown the all-time greatest childhood food.
Take me back to when I was a child, when everything was good enough, it was good enough for the wild. Coyote sleeps in the moonlight, rabbit goes by the day, snake winds around on a hot afternoon, and eagle flies on his way. Take me back now if you can. Take me back now to the land where the people sleep in the moonlight, the children run in the daylight, and that feeling never dies, but it may go away for a while.
Welcome to the Escape Adulthood Show, your number one source for long-lasting, fast-acting, physician-approved adultitis relief. This is Jason with my wife Kim saying hi from Studio 315 in Madison, Wisconsin. You can get in touch with us, as always, by sending an email to podcast@kimandjason.com or giving us a call at 608-554-0803. Well, I gotta be honest, I'm still a little bit tired.
Yeah, good for good reason.
Yes, a little bit.
In the last probably week and a half, Jason has traveled 40 hours by car.
Yeah.
To what, four different states? Probably three, four different states.
We were in five different states.
Five different states. Yeah. Okay.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan.
Did you say North Dakota?
No, but that was
okay.
I guess that was a little over a week ago.
Lots and lots of speaking gigs these last couple weeks. And
yeah, we specifically tried to have a busy fall with this new little one coming so we could take some time off. And that was quite the marathon, that is for sure. I think it's safe to say I don't want to be in a car for at least 2 weeks.
And yet we're going to be in a car today.
Yeah.
But only for 45 minutes.
So. Yeah.
Sure beats the 8-hour drive to Fargo.
Yeah, that was good. But me and my brother Doug got to know each other quite well. Got to a whole new level on things. And the programs weren't good. I mean, we were really fun. We got to speak to some nurses and people in Parks and Recs department and different family groups. So, as always, that was kind of what kept me going is being able to interact with the people and stuff like that. So,
that's good.
But it definitely took its toll, and I'm happy to be home, and it's time for the official nesting to begin. Although you've been doing
I've been nesting for like a month.
Time,
where have you been?
But at least for me, I'm
he's ready.
Back on the saddle now, so.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, you should never, never doubt what nobody is sure about.
I wanted to make it easier on you with the mind bender this time.
So we've had some. What are you saying?
Some difficult ones. Well, I gave you a sports one. I gave you last time trivia about a movie you'd never seen before.
Yeah, these are kind of unfair.
So this one you have a 50-50 shot of making, getting right.
Okay.
All right. Of course, with Club K&J this month, we're talking about food, family, celebrating life around the dinner table. So Kellogg's is a well-known cereal brand. And this is simply true or false question.
Okay.
Kellogg's original concoction of wheat, oatmeal, and cornmeal was known as GORP.
GORP?
GORP.
G-O-R-P?
GORP, yep.
What
true
are
or
the
false?
Ingredients again?
Wheat, oatmeal, and cornmeal.
Okay. GORP. It's kind of not to let you in my head because that's kind of scary, but...
Put on your seatbelt, viewers, listeners. This could be bad.
It's such a weird word that I almost think it has to be true. This is how I used to take tests, because why would you come up with something so weird? So I'm going to say true.
True. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll, as usual, reveal the answer at the end of the show.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
I have a news story here from the Mercury News. This is in California, I think Silicon Valley. Okay, so this is about, the headline is No Stress School is a Tough Sell.
No right? Stress School is a Tough Sell?
Yes, and this is talking about Krista McAuliffe School. And here we go. McAuliffe teachers don't give grades or tests, but it's not some hippie private school. It's not a new experimental charter school either. It's a 30-year-old public school in the top-rated Cupertino Union District, one of four alternative programs the district offers. Parents used to have to camp out overnight to get their kids in. These days, there's no waiting list at McAuliffe. It's not even full. Parents have launched an outreach campaign to try to build enrollment. In a district that has become a magnet for high-achieving families, McAuliffe seems out of step. It's the only school where children aren't encouraged to take standardized tests. Fewer than half the kids take them, and the school's scores are below district average. And it's the only school in the district where white students outnumber Asian. Meanwhile, parents line up to get their kids into Faria Elementary, a back-to-basics alternative that always scores tops in the state. With all the concern about depression and eating disorders and linked to student stress, I hear from kids of parents of all races who are sick of testing and want schools where kids can get individual attention, explore and learn at their own pace. Yet, here is McAuliffe with empty seats. In our society, we are very focused on results, said Pearl Hall, a parent of two McAuliffe students and two alums. But we only count what we can count. We miss a lot that we can't track. Like all McAuliffe parents, Hall is expected to volunteer in the classroom. That frees teachers up to work with children individually and in small groups. We're constantly assessing our students, their progress, their understanding, Ostrov said, who is the principal. Her students are encouraged to think for themselves, not just memorize answers, she says. They go on a lot of field trips. They learn to garden and cook. With no grades, even in the 7th and 8th grades, there's no incentive for kids to stress out or cheat. And no incentive for teachers to teach to the test. In stress-filled Silicon Valley, programs like this can be a good option for some kids, she said. The district doesn't keep statistics on where McAuliffe students go to college, but parents say their kids compete just fine in high school and beyond.
Wow.
So you've been in the educational system. What's your take on this?
I don't know. My initial reaction is that sounds like a very, very cool school. And I'm just shocked that... I'm not shocked, but a little shocked that parents aren't lining up to get their kids in this school. Because a place where you can just learn and not have to stress out over grades and you know, which leads to, like I said, eating disorders and, you know, all those sorts of problems... In Cupertino, California, the heart of it all, like the heart of crazy busyness, mm-hmm. you know, we've done gigs in that area.
Yep.
Everyone is stressed. Everyone.
Yep.
So I don't know. What's your thoughts?
I think it's a classic case of throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Okay.
I think they make some relevant points on only measuring things we can measure, things like that, you know. But... that doesn't mean we shouldn't measure anything.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think standardized tests, it's like, you know, you can make the argument that it's bad to teach for the test and all that sort of thing. But the thing they might not be realizing is when you give grades, you're not just measuring yourself against everyone else. You're measuring yourself against yourself. Mm. And so you can see how you did, and then you can see how you can get better. If there's never any baseline of where you stand... there's not really an incentive to move beyond. And maybe that's why their test scores aren't as good as the rest of the district.
But it does say that they're competing just fine in high school.
Well, that's anecdotal. I mean, they don't keep any track of where they go to college. And parents, of course, say their kids are just fine.
Okay.
And, you know, is a parent going to say that the school they sent them to is terrible and that they're failing, you know?
Like, well, the thing that I see, and it's interesting looking through the education lens, is... you know, I heard that you read that they teach cooking and gardening, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit more holistic. It's a little bit more well-rounded, which I've always thought our schools need, just because when you're always teaching, you know, language arts and math, that's fine if those kids are, you know, you need to have a baseline, but there is like this holistic approach.
That's where I think it's not an all or nothing thing.
Right.
I think... you know, setting our schools up to be factories where they check off boxes and are taught that is not necessarily a good thing, and then completely going in this direction is not necessarily a good thing. But is there, can we combine them? You know, can right. we, can we test kids? Can we measure them? Can we give them the opportunity to see how they can improve? And also look at some of the other things. I mean, heaven knows I'm one of the first people that get complained when the art on a cart is taken out of school. Yeah. I mean, there's other things besides math and science and things like that that we can focus on. And so I like the gardening. I like the cooking thing. I like, there's a lot of things you can learn from that stuff. And so I guess my thing was, can't we just incorporate that into the regular schools? And again, I think a lot of the stress comes from the parents and them expecting their kids to be at a certain level, and this isn't good enough, and that sort of thing. So stress is certainly an issue.
Yes.
I definitely think that, and I think this has some good merits, but but maybe is kind of missing the boat by abandoning everything from the standard schools.
And one more, you know, plug for the defense of the school, I would say, is that there are certain kids that never do well with testing. Mm-hmm. Never. And I was one of them. And so it's one of those things where if there was a school like this that would have just let me grow and not be stressed about the scores, I think who knows what more I could have learned. But it's like, but this is a certain type of kid.
Right.
You know? And I think the article actually points that out, is that it's a good school for certain types of kids.
Yeah.
And I think you know some people like that too, that it's like they're never going to conform in that box. But that doesn't mean that they're not learning.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is let's make the standard schools a little bit more flexible.
Right.
So they're not, you don't have to put square pegs in round holes.
I
think that's the key. And it's certainly not an easy task by any means.
But we'd love to hear what our listeners think about this.
Yeah. Do you think this is a good idea? Do you think this is a terrible idea? Are they missing something? What do you think?
What's your perspective on it?
Send us an email at podcast@kimandjason.com. Or again, you could leave a message. Give us a call at
608-554-0803. Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try.
All right. So one of the things we love to talk about is this thing we call adultitis hospitals.
Oh, I thought you were going to say food.
Well, yeah, that too.
That's how I like to talk about food.
Well, you do. Are you thinking Arby's?
I was all excited.
I see that hat over your head.
Thinking Arby's.
But adultitis hospitals, I also like to talk about, because these are places that you can go and, you know, instantly your adultitis is going to be treated, if not cured. So, so this time we are talking about the top 10 food-related adultitis hospitals for our November theme. And we came up with 10 different places that we thought of that, you know, like I said, you go in, you're going to come out with less stress and you had some fun.
Right.
These are in no particular order. And
should probably also point out they are there tend to be chains.
Yes.
Because I think everyone here has at least several locations across the country.
Right.
It was kind of like two different categories of picking those one of a kind unique things. And if we're missing any of those, you're more than welcome to email in and tell us about them, because we'd love to hear about them. But this is a little bit more wide reaching, so that people listening will probably know most of these.
Yes, definitely.
So no particular order. What's the first one you got?
Cold Stone Creamery.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Cold Stone. Okay. Now, if you've never been to Cold Stone, they're known as giving you the ultimate ice cream experience. Okay. They prepare custom creations on their frozen granite stone. And you get to mix. I mean, the options. When you were little, you would have cried, because the options are unbelievable.
Right. I had a little bit of an issue with making decisions as a child.
Vanilla or chocolate was tough. So this would have been terrible, because there's just so many different combinations that you could have. But the thing I saw on their website that I thought was cool is that their mission statement is, "We will make people happy." And if that doesn't align with an adultitis hospital,
that's,
I don't know,
pretty good.
What does. So definitely check it out. We'll have the links to all these in the website.
Yeah. I think what's one of the cool things is their sizes. They have love it, gotta have it.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. Small, medium, and large. Anytime you can go a little bit off what's normal or the standard, That's a sign that you're in an adultitis hospital, probably.
Right. And I have heard that some of the chains will actually sing songs while the people will sing while they're making your creations.
Yeah.
It depends on how outgoing those individual people are, yeah. I'm sure. But all right, number two, Cereality. This is one of Jason's favorites. Yeah. Basically, it's a cereal bar and cafe where you go and you order cereal. Okay, so...
I'm surprised this didn't come out sooner, really.
Yeah.
I mean, people love cereal.
Did like, Jerry Seinfeld start this?
No.
Okay.
It brings back to, like, childhood, watching yeah. Saturday morning cartoons and...
And the cafes actually look like kind of a old-time kitchen.
Yep.
The employees are in their PJs. And the cool thing is that you can mix the cereals. They encourage it to mix them, which, you know, is kind of like, whoa, breaking the box there.
Uh-huh.
And they have toppings that you can put on, like anywhere, thing from like chocolate chips to you name it, like just yep. all sorts of toppings. And if you take it to go, they put them in takeout boxes, like little Chinese takeout mm-hmm. boxes. The other cool thing I thought was that you can actually customize your cereal boxes.
Really? I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah, so if you want your picture on it, like if you're the Wheaties champion kind of thing, they will do that.
That's
so,
pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's one of your favorites, I know.
Uh-huh.
Another one is PB Loco.
PB Loco.
And you
peanut butter and jelly, right?
Yes. Gourmet peanut butter and jelly. And the cool thing about this place is not only is it cool because it's actually started by three former lawyers who basically claim that they're still kids with some adult taste. And so they have a really cool kind of bio section to read all about how it was started. But so the whole adult take on PB&J, they have like some really unique peanut butters.
Such as?
Such as peanut butter with Asian curry spice.
Hmm.
Peanut butter with raspberry white chocolate.
Ooh.
Peanut butter with cocoa banana, which I would love. And another one that I thought was notable was peanut butter with chocolate chip cookie dough.
That's pretty cool.
Decadent. So not only can you design your own sandwich, pick the PB or pick the peanut butter and type of bread, which you can actually pick with or without crusts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's, Isn't that cool? That puts it over the top right there.
But then you can add extras. So then you can put like apple slices or pretzels, mandarin oranges, pickles, cucumbers, all sorts of things. So
okay. Sounds cool. Good. Now, this next one, I have to say, this one used to be better. And I have a theory. I hate it when companies go public because I think that ruins them. Because okay. they're so concerned about growth and then they lose the quality. They lose the nichiness, and Krispy Kreme is one of those. But
yes.
That being said, still hard to beat a Krispy Kreme donut when the Hot Now sign is on.
Exactly. And it's hard to beat their donut making theater.
Yes. The ones that have them.
Yes.
The gas station down the street that now has Krispy Kremes does not have
day old Krispy Kremes.
The donut making theater. And this right. is what I'm talking about, but, of the ruining the novelty. But
you all know the excitement that you've experienced when you went to one of those a couple years ago when mm-hmm. they were all new. They have, of course, their famous original glaze that goes back to the 1930s. And, you know, it's kind of neat to hear. I guess people are using Krispy Kremes for wedding receptions instead of cakes.
That's cool.
Of course, fundraisers. But it's the ultimate hot donut experience.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, you still can't beat it. They still taste the same.
Yeah.
So that's definitely up there, especially the ones that have the donut theater plopping into the hot grease and all that.
And when you're driving by and you see the Hot Now, you know, sign lit up.
It's like instant salivation.
It's an adultitis hospital. You have to admit it.
Totally.
So, okay. Another one that I've never been to, but I so want to, is called Crumbs. And they are known for their homemade cupcakes. They actually have cookies, too, but okay. they're known for their cupcakes. Basically, I thought this was really cool. This was front and center on their website. It says, "We believe in celebrating the simple, everyday things in life. In a world where we move too fast, a cupcake is the exception. They add something so small and so needed in our lives. Maybe what they really do is remind us that the best things in life are really so simple and easy."
Wow. So, That's our mantra, isn't it?
It's like, if that's not, doesn't fit our stuff, I don't know what does.
Delighting in the little things.
So a lot of East Coast locations started in upper west side of Manhattan, but they are expanding hugely. So keep your eyes out because they're going to be opening 150 new places in the next 5 years.
Hope they want to come to Madison.
I hope so. And they have 29 different gourmet cupcake flavors.
The one I'm dying for is the Twinkie.
Twinkie cupcake.
That sounds pretty delectable.
And they have like caramel apple and Oreo and just, you just have to go to the website just to read the 29 flavors because you'll just salivate, but yeah. It's pretty fun.
It's good. Okay. What are we on? Number six?
Yes. Number six is the Made Right Diner.
Ah, yeah. Haven't been to one in a while.
I know. They totally serve up nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, you know, they've been going for over 80 years. It's a franchise. Started with the first, walk-up windows kind of thing. But they just kind of provide that whole, like, back to the simpler days with mm-hmm. the shakes and they have that famous seasoned loose meat ground beef sandwich that everybody
made
loves.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it just totally stands for that whole era.
Back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, just kind of
simpler days.
Yeah,
at least
totally.
We all thought they were. Now we all think they were now. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
seem a lot less hectic than it is now.
Yes. Okay. Number seven, Texas Roadhouse.
These are
popping up all
one.
Over
yeah.
the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they're most known for is the little fun that they bring to the good food. They have their hand-cut steaks and award-winning ribs, that fresh-baked bread.
The rolls, yeah, those are to die for with that cinnamon butter. Oh, man.
But you walk in, you see the cooler, all the steaks and everything. But their big thing is that they really wanted to provide all this good food at a price that families can afford. And then you get to throw your peanuts on the floor or the shelves.
I've noticed your dad likes that. We've eaten there a few times, and your dad just takes the whole bucket and dumps it right on the floor. Like, it's just no big deal.
Because he's allowed to.
Yeah, I love it.
Rules that don't exist,
right? That's
right. And then they have this bowl that you can ride, and they even have line dancing with the staff and things like that.
It's definitely not your uppity-type dining establishment.
No, definitely not, but quite fun nonetheless. Okay, number eight. Dave and Buster's. Basically, it's a grown-up Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have over 200 games featuring classics and the newest video games, billiards, shuffleboard. And I didn't realize this. We've walked through a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah,
but we
never been to one.
No,
it's one of those things. It doesn't really call to me, the whole video game. Like, there's just too much stimulation, too much noise. But I think I would really enjoy it. And
yeah.
I think that what they're doing is certainly an adultitis hospital.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things that it's like you said, it's grown-up Chuck E. Cheese.
You know,
you don't have all the little kids running around.
You could have a margarita in your hand and play shuffleboard. I mean, that's
What's
just kind
cool
of fun. But the thing I didn't realize is that you actually can win tickets and redeem them for cool toys and gadgets.
Like a pink teddy bear or some cheap remote control car? Probably something very cool, right?
I would hope so, but I just remember all the
high-tech
junk I would
gadgets,
bring home from Chuck E. Cheese. So
it's
definitely
good quality stuff there.
It's definitely one of those places to go with friends and spend the evening and
have a good time.
And you can actually get a meal there. So
yeah,
it is a restaurant.
Two more.
All right, this is one of Jason's favorites, I think.
Yeah, this was pretty cool. We saw this in New York when we were there, and
there
are a couple locations.
There are four, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dylan's Candy Bar. Okay, basically it was started by the daughter of Ralph Lauren,
mm-hmm.
Dylan Lauren, and it was founded on the principle of elevating a simple candy shop to a world-class destination. Basically, it merges the worlds of art, popular culture, fashion with candy. So not only do they have like over 5,000 types of candies, it is overwhelming.
Yeah, it's pretty substantial.
Yeah, but they have like very cool imported and specialty type gifts and novelty gifts around the candy theme. And they have a cafe, they have a private party room, nostalgia shop, which was pretty fun to look through, a candy spa, a lifestyle boutique. So they're just doing candy in a different way.
It's kind of like if Willy Wonka was a real dude and he built a candy store, that's what this would be.
Willy Wonka's not real?
No.
Oh.
This is what it would look like. It's
yeah.
totally... To the extreme, every detail is fun, and it's kind of like the game Candyland blown up. It's like you're walking through
3D.
That.
Yeah. They actually had a really cool window display that we took a picture of and put on our blog in August.
Yeah, they had some dresses from, I think Project Runway is what it was from, that were made out of candy items, like a belt made out of Rolos, and there was a dress made out of the... the brown paper linings from Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
The whole thing was made of that.
So I'm sure they probably have cool displays like that all the time.
It is very cool. Last but not least, and this is one of those you just got to put on the list, Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, it's been around for a while now, and it's kind of one of those classics you almost forget about it when you think about a list like this, but it's it's a standard, you know.
And because, you know, they're known for their locations and you get the t-shirts and collectible and all that, you kind of just take it for granted. But I think if you really go and enjoy a Hard Rock Cafe experience, you're going to be, you're going to escape adulthood because you're going to, it's almost like going to a concert. You have screens and, you know, music or musical memorabilia. It's like, oh my gosh, that's Bruce Springsteen's, you know, original guitar.
Yeah, it's like, it's like if you forgot what MTV was like when it used to have videos, that's cool. What Hard Rock is. They actually have videos, and it brings you back to your youthful days of maybe being in high school or college where a video will come on with some band you haven't seen in 10 years, and you're just like totally whisked back into that. So,
and music totally is a time traveler.
Absolutely.
So, definitely. So that's our top 10 food-related adultitis hospitals.
So, yeah, which ones did we miss? Are there any that were terrible omissions from the list? You got to email us, let us know, podcast@kimandjason.com. Let us know. Did we miss something? Which one of these? Is there one that you like? Is there an experience you had? We'd love to hear it.
Hi, neighbor. How are you doing?
Join the club. We've got jackets.
All right. Some things from our members. Some things we got in. First from Steven Saki. He sent in, he says, I thought I'd share. I found this rather disturbing yet somewhat fun and childlike at the same time. See how you'll look when you're old, depending on how stressful your job is. And he sent us this link. It's from careerbuilder.com. It's called the Age-O-Matic.
Yeah.
And we both took a look at it, and it is quite quite disturbing.
You but basically you have fun.
Put your picture in there or pick a different picture, and then it shows you, it ages you.
And you have to say kind of based on how your job is.
Yeah.
Right?
And so your boss it's and if you ever wanted to be scared out of adultitis, this is the way to do it. We'll put this link on the show notes so you guys can check it out. You'll have some fun with it. That's
Thanks,
for sure.
Thanks, Steven. Yeah.
And another one. We got this a while ago from Judy Irene, but I hadn't had a chance to kind of bring it up. But this was during the campaign when Kim was running for president.
Oh, in the comic strip.
And yeah, in the comic strip. Yeah. She said, I wanted to say how much I love that you've brought Stinky into the presidential debate. His glib wit and calm wisdom is just my favorite. I'm sure everyone loves Kim and Jason the most, but Stinky owns a soft spot in my heart. And she asked, when does the stuffed animal version of Stinky come out? I'd send one to all of my friends for Christmas. Aww. So that's actually on my list. That's on my to-do list of sometime we're going to come up with a stuffed animal version of Stinky. She also says, on that note, below is my most recent picture of escaping adulthood. This is me and my BFF, Melanie, getting ready to drive out of my driveway to enjoy a play date at the ocean and beach. Play dates are for 50-year-old kids, too, she says. Since we're getting ready to drive the wonderfully curvy Pacific Coast Highway 1, which is always lovely in a convertible, our antics look just like we're getting ready for an awesome roller coaster ride. Thank you for being a daily part of my being able to not succumb to the seriousness of life. We can be responsible adults without losing joy. Being playful is never having to say you're sorry for being silly.
Oh, I love that line.
And she says, hope that pregnancy is coming along beautifully. That baby has awesome genes to start life with.
How nice of you.
Definitely the baby's coming along pretty good.
Yeah, it's
keeping cooking. You up and moving around and doing the Macarena in there.
Yeah, it's going to be a dancer.
Yeah, or a soccer player.
Adam Sandler.
So thanks, Judy. I think I'll put that picture in the show notes because it's kind of fun, a fun shot of the two of you. And thank you for the kind words of how things are going to go with this baby. We're definitely looking forward to the adventure.
Yes. And I think just like riding Highway 1, this will be like a roller coaster as well.
Yeah, pretty much. Up and down and pretty fast and crazy, and you'll be worn off when you get off.
Maybe screaming at times.
Sure, someone will be. Sure. So we also wanted to take the time to welcome all the new folks who signed on to Club K&J from Minnesota, from Michigan, and from Wisconsin. I was in Kalamazoo the other day, and I was in La Crosse yesterday. So welcome to all of you. You're in a very distinguished group of people who are serious about not taking themselves too seriously. And as usual, if you have anything to say, Kim, what do they do?
Yeah, please let us know. We'd love to hear it. So send us an email at podcast@kimandjason.com or give us a call at 608-554-0803.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
That is so cool.
Cool.
Oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Real quickly here, I wanted to mention a few of the new things in the store, the lemonade stand. We have doormats. So I'm surprised that the doormats have done as well as they have. I mean, we got them. They were really cool. The one that's been our bestseller says, well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. Look who's here.
Yeah.
That we have not been able to keep that in stock. And we've got two new ones that have been really cool that I like. One says, welcome to the Garage Mahal, the eighth wonder of the world. So this is like a good one for like dads and the keeper. That's his domain there. And another one that I especially like says, pardon our lawn. We're not raising grass, we're raising kids. So that awesome. Fits right into our message. But
I think doormats are one of those things that you can put out there that like is this initial like welcome. And
this is what we're about.
Yeah, we're fun, you know? And it's like one of the first things you see when you walk into someone's home.
Yeah, so definitely check those out. We got quite an assortment. And of course, every Club K&J member gets a 25% discount. So keep that in mind as you're thinking of awesome things to get for Christmas. Check out Kim and Jason Lemonade Stand.
Welcome to KimandJason.com.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
Well, we are right in the middle of a major tournament that we're hosting.
Right.
The all-time greatest food from childhood ever, 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 ever. And
Tell us how the tournament works, because I have to be honest, I'm not a big sports fan, and this whole tiered tournament type thing was
basically
a little...
we've got 16 foods, 16 of the
best. Sweet 16.
The sweet 16. Although not all the foods are sweet.
True.
We got 16 teams pairing off in tournament style. So the first round features eight games, eight matchups, if you will, and we're in the middle of it. And so in this first round, whichever food wins the vote goes on to the next round to face the challenger. And it'll pare down until there's only one remaining. And so far we have peanut butter and jelly is currently over chocolate pudding. That's okay. Winning that round. Chicken nuggets is narrowly edging out cotton candy.
Really?
I'm kind of surprised.
Huh.
Although cotton candy really is a strong contender.
Yeah.
As much as chicken nuggets is a staple. Ice cream cone is beating hot dog.
Really?
Pretty well.
Huh.
And the blowout so far of the first round is grilled cheese is putting the kibosh to bologna.
Really?
Yes. Huh. It's got 97% of the vote.
Well, who eats bologna if not kids?
I don't know. So grilled cheese is really, it looks like it's going to make it to the second round easy.
Okay.
And for those of you listening, please check out the site, kimandjason.com. You can go to the blog. There's all the matchups are live right now. The first round matchups, there's one being released every day. When the first round is over, the voting will stop there and we'll start up the second round. So check that out. I am so curious to see what is going to be the most childlike food of all time.
I'm sure it's going to be something that we're going to have to eat and celebrate for.
Well, naturally.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be the for sure thing. Looks right now that grilled cheese is definitely a top contender.
I hope it does win. I love those.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, you should never, never doubt what nobody is sure about.
All right, Kim. Mindbender time.
Okay.
True or false, Kellogg's original concoction of wheat, oatmeal, and cornmeal was known as GORP.
GORP.
And your rationale was that it was, who would make up the term GORP, which sounds so fake that it had to be real.
Right.
So you said
true.
You are false. That was wrong. In 1876, Kellogg introduced Granula.
Oh,
but granola. Another firm was using that name, so it was changed to Granola. So, not Gorp.
Who came up with Gorp? Come on.
Kind of reminds me of that Princess Bride with the pirate... Pirate Robert facing the smart guy, and he's like going around and saying, it. But if you thought this, then I would think this.
Yeah.
And so someone outthought you, Kim.
I guess.
Maybe you outthought yourself.
You know, next week, can I do the mind bender and you have to answer it? Anyone else thinking this is a little lopsided? I'm like, let's see how.
You had a 50-50 shot. I mean, what more do you want? You want me to tell you the answer first?
I'm just getting sick of it. It's creating some stress in my life.
Well, it's really decreasing the stress in my life. So I think it's hilarious. But we'll see what happens next week.
What's up, Doc? Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Now, if I'm giving the prescription, does that make me Dr. J?
Oh.
Okay, here's another shot. What sport did Dr. J play?
Basketball.
Oh, there we go.
With really short shorts.
Yes. Does that make you feel better? You got one right there.
Yay. Okay.
All right, this week's prescription, visit a food-related adultitis hospital. Could be one from our list, or it could be one of your local favorites. Because the reality is in order to keep adultitis in check, we need to make regular pit stops at adultitis hospitals.
Yes.
So if you find one of these in your area, make a point this weekend to go check it out, have some fun.
Bring a friend.
Keep that adultitis at bay.
That's it for the show. Be sure to check out the Clubhouse for today's show notes featuring links to some of the things we talked about here today. For Jason, this is Kim signing off from Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening, and remember, it's never too late to have a second childhood.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.